It's another note worth pointing out when, again, dealing with priorities in allocating stucco funds, that as much as we talk about priorities and where money should go to primarily, nonetheless, this in no way has any effect on the basic isra. Again, al yashadach nichlam is usher to turn away any ani empty-handed. So ideally, somebody who's allocating funds for the course of the year, and he has his priorities, and the majority of the money will go towards, let's say, on the yircha or the family, and so on and so forth down the line. Nonetheless, he should really allocate from the beginning of the year a certain amount that he anticipates, or just at least to keep in mind, that he anticipates giving to every ani who comes to him. Again, it doesn't need to be much. It could be, you know, 50 cents or a dollar or something small, anything small to anyone who comes around. But again, to turn away somebody empty-handed completely would be a separate issue, and that's aside from the whole issue of priorities. The concept of priority is really when we're giving the bulk of the money, where that should go to. So now moving into the actual list of who comes first, who comes second. So we said that the first priority always is family. Now, one of the more practical examples of this is, especially in today's society, it's perhaps much more relevant, is when somebody's parents, you know, are moving on in the years, and they get older, and they tend to need more care. And many times there'll be somebody who needs an aide to accompany the parent. It could be a very minimal job, just accompanying them to shul or something, basic chores in the house. Sometimes something far greater. And there are instances where perhaps insurance, there'll be some other methods to cover that. But many times there are things that are not covered, or maybe the bulk is covered, but a large portion is not. And these costs can end up, they can grow quite a bit, they can be quite significant. Now, we have a concept in Hilchos Kibud Av Eim that a son is not mechuyev to be spending his own money for Kibud Av Eim. A son has to do all that he can. He has to literally go to great lengths to be there for his parents. However, to actually spend money, he is not obligated to do. That being the case, since he is not obligated, we don't look at this as an actual chayv. On the flip side, he's allowed to go ahead and use stucco money for this very cause. That means that if someone has X amount of stucco he wants to give, he's allowed to take that money and use it towards paying for an aid, paying for care for his father, for his parents, whatever it may be. Now, the Ramad Shulchan Aruch clearly says one should do this, and as a matter of fact, it's ideal. It's the biggest form of stucco is to support one's own family, and certainly one's parents are, you know, the best cause one can give to. Obviously, it has to be done in a smart way where one's parents don't feel that they're a recipient of stucco. But this is an ideal way to give stucco. Now, there are those who say that one should still not give entirely to one. Some Sefer says not more than half the family, but literally, if it comes to push, comes to shove, one can give, according to the Ramad, one's entire stucco towards this cause. Now, let's say somebody has, you know, somebody's more affluent, he has money, he could afford to pay for it, and he says, hey, look, I have stucco money, I may as well. I'll clear the slate, I'll pay all my stucco money to my parents, I'll keep my money for myself. So on that, Chazal have a few choice words for such a person, and they say on such a person, tavoy me'eiro, a person should be cursed if he is such a person. Now, if you look through Chazal, I can't say authoritatively, you know, every place in Chazal, but there are many, many instances of Chazal, and the term tavoy me'eiro refers to somebody who's lacking a basic understanding of how to fulfill his base duties. Somebody, for example, who doesn't take the time to learn how to read, and he has someone be mitzi him by davening, Chazal say tavi me'eru. He's yaitz davening, somebody's mitzi him. Someone stands here, reads the words, and is mitzi him. The fact that he never put in the effort to learn how to daven is tavi me'eru. Somebody who tries to cut corners in other places and fulfill the legal sense of what he's doing, but really to miss the whole spirit of the law, Chazal say tavi me'eru. And here is a prime instance of that, where Chazal say, legally perhaps one could do that. One could give tzedakah to one's parents, even though one need not do that. But to do that is a gross miscarriage of the whole concept of Kibud Av Eim. Somebody who has any respect for his parents, one has to look at one's parents and say, I have such a tremendous hakaras tov, what they did for me, what they always did for me, what they brought me into this world, and my whole life they raised me, and everything else they do. One's basic understanding of any hakaras tov and any proper relationship with a parent should be that one shouldn't have to look at it as an obligation to pat them up with stucco money. So yes, if one has to do that, one can go ahead and give stucco money. On the other hand, if one has the wherewithal to do it, or at least do most of it, through his own means and not come on to stucco, it is certainly far more ideal to do this and to fulfill the proper concept of Kibud Av Eim, even though he's not halachically mandated to do so.